Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Keith. Do I sound better?
Oh, you sound fantastic. We're going to get so... What's the best way to put this?
So much more podcasting done?
So, yeah, much more podcasting, and then also fewer, like, comments of, like, who's Keith talking to in a trash can? Like, that kind of thing. So, I think we'll be good to go now.
I got a new boom arm. That was my hold-up.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, that is one of those problems if you just have, like, the little stand. And yours probably doesn't even have, like, the little, like, tripod stand, right?
Right, yeah. I could have probably just held my mic. But
that would have been great. Yeah, you're holding this like studio microphone in your hand the entire time.
Well, it would have worked better than my computer speakers.
And that is true. Mic. That was my favorite of our bloopers was the one where I'm like, man, why does it sound like you're getting farther away? Yeah, because you're getting farther away.
I can't walk. I can't pace. I can't pace and talk.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we've talked like some shop there about, you know, podcaster stuff. Yeah. How have your last, it's actually been like 5 weeks since we released an episode. We've talked in between then, but we'd lost season 2, episode 6 for a couple of different reasons twice.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we talk about why?
No.
Okay.
We cannot. It's basically just, yeah, no.
Okay.
But what have you been up to in that time frame?
So I've been working on like three major things. Mm-hmm. Probably the most, the thing I'm proudest of right now is I launched asynchronous standups in beta, finally.
Sweet.
I looked at, I think the first commit to that PR was like July of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of edge cases I had to worry about and doodads I had to put in, but I rewrote a lot of it. There's actually a couple instances where I was like, screw it. I'm going to just rewrite this whole freaking app. But I resisted.
Yeah. That's a hard thing to resist. I actually think that asynchronous standups was like one of the things mentioned in like episode 1 or episode 2 of the standup, like our original episodes,
like S1, E2.
Yeah. Like super duper early.
Yeah, it's a running gag.
But
the reason it's in beta is because I don't have the UI done for it yet, so nobody can go in and change their stand-up type to asynchronous. So that's why it's in beta, but it's been working. I have a few companies. I don't have everybody that I wanted to. Everybody has reached out because I don't have that UI yet. So and if I have my set of like companies that I work with or people that I know. So it's been working really smooth. I've been using it personally, and then for a consulting client, we've been using it daily. So it's been working well.
Good.
So yeah, I'm really excited for that. The other thing that I've been working on is the new company, which we have the company formed. We don't have partnerships and agreements in place, but we've talked about them. We kind of know what they're going to say. We just have to have our, you know, the lawyers drafted
up. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. We have a name. We have a domain. We have a logo should be presented to us next week.
Oh, that's fun.
About that. So what we want to do, like a big launch, and we have all these plans for this big launch. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But next time we'll be able to talk about it.
That'd be pretty cool. I actually kind of want to bounce back to Tatsu and Slack stuff before we move forward.
Oh,
and
sure.
I want to pick your brain, and I didn't warn you about this, so this is just right off the top of your head. But I wanted to pick your brain about people talking about like moving away from Slack as a thing. So specifically, have you been following Derek Pryor?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
His, like,
I have.
Level project and stuff. I wasn't sure what your thoughts are kind of on that.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff. So I totally agree with it, actually. I totally agree with like his manifesto that he created. Mm-hmm. So basically it's, you know, Slack is the enemy of productivity type of things. And I get that. I totally can see that. It's happened to me. It's kind of abuse of, I don't know if it's abuse of Slack or the use of Slack. It's just kind of, you know, Slack's whole, like when they first launched, was like, you know, everybody's trapped in email. Use this chat tool instead.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain conversations that should go in Slack and certain conversations that don't. And so I'm excited for what he's going to come up with, but I totally agree with it. And I see people moving away from Slack. And it doesn't really worry me because, I think this is a good tool for Slack or for any chat tool because it's focused. It feels like it's a tool made for Slack.
That makes sense.
It's also made for other platforms. It could be made for email. It could be made for voice tools. So I'm not like worried that this is going to kill Tattoo or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I totally see it. People are moving away, but that was a whole long-term vision, was there's going to be other platforms, video chat. You know, I have some ideas for voice calling as well.
Ooh, cool.
For Tattoo. So, yeah, I'm not worried, but I totally see. I'm actually really excited for his new tool. And maybe his new tool will support certain ideas of bots. Maybe not.
Well, I mean, it is open source, so you could contribute something to it if you really wanted it to have features, and you could get him on board.
Yeah, if that's his... if that's a vision for his product, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually enjoying that and following along. It's kind of interesting that they kind of swapped places. You know, Derek was working at a company and a jobby job, which, you know, was a company that he started mm-hmm. and sold. And they've kind of swapped places. Now he's kind of creating a new company, whereas Ben is kind of got a job. So
yeah, I think that's probably my current favorite podcast to listen to.
Yeah, it's I always have. So I use Castro to listen to podcasts. It's everybody uses Overcast, but it has like, you know, an inbox like everybody has, and then it has a queue. And I always put like podcasts that I really listen to, I put it in my queue, and then that podcast I always put at the top of my queue.
Nice.
Because I always want to listen. I always want to keep up to date to. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
All right. Well, I distracted us a little bit there. So that was your previous 2 weeks or previous time frame, I suppose. It's been a long time. But what
do you... I have one more thing that I've been working on a lot. So we were slated to give a talk. When I say we, me and Don Miller, who's a colleague of mine, who's an iOS developer, we created a workshop that teaches people how to build an iOS app with an API backend, mm-hmm. you know, kind of a real world app. You know, most apps are supported by an API in the backend. And we got accepted to give this workshop at IndieCode, and nobody signed up.
Bummer.
Real big bummer. We're supposed to do it on Monday, this week. And we were working really hard on like pushing it through time. We had this whole schedule that got thrown out the window. There's a lot left over. So we were working really hard. Then we got an email from the organizer saying nobody signed up. So I emailed them back and asked them some questions because I want to solve this for future submissions. I want to solve it for we already have it slated to give in Nashville. And I wanted to make sure I want to find out why people aren't signing up. So I found out how many people signed up for the workshops and all that. I don't want to give that number away, mm-hmm. but it was a substantial amount. Substantial amount that nobody should have, like people should have signed up for the workshop. Now there are like 10 workshops. So part of the problem is there's a lot of choice. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of geared, it seems like it's a Microsoft conference. Like there's a lot of Microsoft.NET content.
Gotcha.
Which seems to, so I think that plays a part, but still zero. Like when I say nobody, like not one or two, mm-hmm. like zero people signed up for it. So one of the organizers' ideas was maybe it was too broad. It was too, it just seemed like a lot to do, which I kind of disagree with it because, I mean, that's what we were focused on creating a workshop, but that was a day long. So we're going to do a few things. We're going to take the technologies out of the title.
Okay.
Right now it's called like, you know, building an iOS application with a Ruby API.
Okay. So you're going to go with building a mobile application with a backend API?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And the other thing we're going to do is we're going to create a website for it. We're going to actually show the application because the application we're building is really, really cool.
Nice.
I can go into it if we have time, but we're going to build a website that shows the application, shows a video, shows, talks about what we'll do, what we're going to go over, and that's going to actually be in the abstract. So people have a way to see what they're going to build and what it's all about. And it's actually an application for the conference as well. So it's kind of meta in that.
Nice.
Way.
So if you're going to go through all the kind of trouble of setting up this website and stuff, then have you guys considered just like recording this and making it like a course and then also having a component of it that could work as a live workshop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have. We're also going to give it locally in Toledo and for free to kind of go through the workshop as well, work out any kinks.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise because honestly, you know, our schedule got thrown out the window. We wanted to be done with the actual application by April 1st, mm-hmm. which didn't happen. I went on vacation. No work was done on it. So, and we switched some things up. So we got like a designer designing like the UI. So
nice.
It's going to be pretty cool. So I've been working really heavily on that. And that's about it. Some extraneous stuff happened. My computer died.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Which is one of the reasons we didn't record last week. Yeah, my power, it just wouldn't hold a charge. It just, you plugged it in. So I worked on my iPad for about 4 or 5 days, which is interesting. I really loved it. It's kind of cool to be able to like, be able to do all the things that you can do on a simple iPad if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually wasn't that bad, like, to work on it. The battery power is amazing. Like, I basically created a DigitalOcean droplet, Ubuntu droplet, got my development environment set up on that, and then used a terminal SSH MOSH client called Blink for the iPad, which was amazing.
Nice.
And yeah, I was able to do everything I do. And then my iPad has LTE, so I was able to work more places than I could with my laptop.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was cool. I still can't believe MacBooks don't have LTE in them yet. But yeah, that was just an interesting experiment. Several people have written blog posts about it, so I'm not going to write up about it. But it was just it's really cool.
Gotcha.
Really fun.
Yeah, that's on the blog post topic there. Do you ever find that like you're not like a prolific blogger by any means, but no. You find it that sometimes you're like, oh, I'm not going to write up this thing that I did because everybody already knows it kind of thing. Is that just like something that pops into your head?
That's exactly why I usually don't write about it.
That is.
Well, this specific topic. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that is one of those things that I think is kind of almost problematic. Just that mm-hmm. sort of view of things. Cause I run into this all the time too. And it's really funny because as I've, you know, transitioned more from being a developer to an educator, I realized that it doesn't really matter if a lot of people know something, if there's like some people who are a step or two behind me and they just like the way that I can say it to them, then it is beneficial for me to rehash data that might, or, you know, concepts that might seem like they're old news or something like that. Because you can still help people. And that's like, if that is what you're wanting to do, then honestly, man, maybe your voice and saying how to set up this sort of thing could be really useful. And sometimes it's good just to write stuff down. But I think I'm on this like weird soapbox right now where I'm just like, I just want people to make stuff to help other people. And a lot of times there's just that that like doubt factor. And I don't know that that's necessarily anything you're suffering from. But if anybody's listening to this and is in that same boat where they're like, oh, somebody's already said it, that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Say it again.
Yeah, I know. I do agree with that sentiment. Part of me actually was thinking, well, for the new company, I'll blog it there at that destination.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not totally against like not doing it. Part of it was like, A, I was busy, and B, people have written this up, so there's no like urgency there. You know what I mean? There's no. So, and I did take notes while I was doing it. I kind of like journal some of those things that I do so I can go back and like write about them later.
Nice. Well, yeah, I find half the time I wish that I had written blog posts for things just so I could remember how I did it. Like there's a novelty factor to it. Sometimes like I'll be like, oh man, this solution is great. And then later on, you know, maybe I move off of a project I was working on somewhere and I'm like, man, I really wish I had kind of stored that like one snippet of thing. It's like not, you know, even if it's like a little piece of code that isn't like business, you know, important, like it's not core to the foundation of whatever project I was working on, but it was like a cool way of solving a problem. I'm like, really wish I had written that down or put that in a snippet bank somewhere so that I come back to it later instead of being like, do I have a copy of that source code somewhere? Which at that point you're going, is it legal for me to have a copy of that source code somewhere? So there's all those like weird things. But yeah, I just wish I had kind of a bank of this information that is not business, you know, critical, but really helpful and could be beneficial to other people.
Yeah, I've started kind of journaling a lot. Like just things I find or things I find out or how I'm feeling that day. I just find it helpful to kind of go back and look through it, which I've done a couple times. And I've been using Dropbox paper for that, which is, I don't know if you've used Dropbox paper, but it's really, really, it's come a long way. Like when it first was released, it's like, oh, this is cool. But man, you can do a lot of things in Dropbox. You can like add comments, create like galleries of photos. You can add to-dos that get bubbled up to like one central place. You know, obviously people can work with you on the documents. It's just, they just have like tiny little UX things that are really, really nice. Like, you know, I always do Command S to save stuff, you know, even on apps that like, I obviously automatically save and they like pop up this little grayed out little thing in the corner. So it's no worries. We got it.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like just tiny little cool little UI things like that. So if anybody's looking for, I used to use like Bear and I was using Evernote and I was using, you know, all these things. And I found like Dropbox paper is like really, really good. It's like, I could see it like replacing your project management systems like Basecamp and things like that. Yeah, it's really powerful. It's just, yeah, it's just really nice. It's cool that it's like, has all these features. Also, you can use Markdown with it, which is solid. Awesome. But it, you know, it has all these little features that if used right and used correctly, it could be pretty powerful. So people should check it out.
Cool.
So my next 2 weeks or my next quote unquote sprint, I'm going to work on that UI for asynchronous standups. Nice. Release that. Still probably be in beta, but I'll have a lot more people on it. I'm going to finish the talk app that I've been working on, which is called Gotcha. It's open source too, by the way. I'll put a link in the show notes. Yeah, it's cool. Open source. Also the iOS app is going to be open source as well. So, and a new company will be launched. And then for Chronic, which is mostly why we're here. You've kind of inspired me to be get back into the swing of things for Chronic because I, like you, besides last week, has been kind of out of pocket on Chronic. And I'll let you talk about what you've been doing, but I want to have the start and stop of the timer done on the web, on the website for Chronic.
Awesome.
So those are my focuses for the next 2 weeks. How about you?
All right. Well, so in my last, you know, since we've last released something, you know, I have been working on a bunch of things that are not Chronic related or really kind of aren't like side work sort of things. But this last week has kind of been a change in that. And that is, I want to get Coder Journey back into releasing things. And that sort of has come with the idea of I'm probably going to pivot those videos to be less like tutorially if I create like a video for YouTube. And those are going to be more like what's the I'm calling them like what is X videos or rather what is X and how does it work? so that I can kind of break down technologies or ideas and this and that and sort of release those things. But the other side that I wanted to do is I wanted to have some way of holding myself accountable to actually working on Chronic. And so to do that, I decided I was going to do a morning live streams. I have an hour before work that the house is quiet and it's just me here by myself. So during that time, I'm just going to turn on the stream and start working on something with Chronic and go from there. So I did that 4 times this week. I took Friday off and I didn't commit to every weekday as a thing. My channel like schedule says like most weekdays. So I kind of gave myself a little bit of an out there, even though it'd be better to be consistent, but yeah, so I did.
I think that's a huge like commitment, I think, off the bat, you know.
Yeah.
Every weekday is it's pretty ambitious. So yeah, that's awesome, man. I love the idea of like same bat time, same bat channel, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And here it is, here's the live stream. So I may actually steal that idea from you.
Yeah, well. Just don't stream from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Right. Actually, that time works out really well for me. But but we also talked about like us kind of pair programming on your channel.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool. We just need to figure out. I basically need to figure out how to get your camera in there so we can be the two talking heads. And I.
Yeah, and I need a green screen. Well, which
you don't need one. I could find some sort of like box that I could put.
Listen,
out.
No, I'm gonna need a. I want to have a floating. There needs to be two floating heads. Can't be a
box.
We
can make that work. So I will say, though, with the whole streaming thing going on, is that I realize that it's really hard to stream, even if I have something that I'm working on, if I haven't really truly thought out what I'm trying to do ahead of time. And because most of the time I'm just doing like exploratory stuff and kind of going with the flow, writing some tests, and like I can hack through things really fast and do and learn things really quickly when I'm not talking. But when you're talking through things constantly, you have to have a deep knowledge of what you're using. And I'm so rusty with Elixir right now that I feel like the reason I didn't stream on Friday is because I was like, dude, this is going to be a failure. Like yesterday's stream was because, or like Thursday's, because I was in this position where I was basically struggling with the fact that I didn't remember some of the key things about Elixir that I needed to know.
I don't know. I don't think that's an issue, man. I think from a watcher point of view, I love the fact, like, it's real world. It's not like, I mean, that's what we do all the time. Like, we know how to Google for things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been using Ruby for freaking 10 years, 12 years. I don't know. 10
Something
years.
Like that.
I still have to Google how the hell you do migrations with references. Like, There's stuff like, not anymore actually, but anyway, I still have to Google for things for X framework or Y language. And I don't think, I actually like the seeing the process of how you go about figuring stuff out. Like, yeah, I'm going to have to Google the Ecto migration change set, how to save a change set for probably a couple more years, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that's a real, I like watching how you struggle through things and figure it out. And even like when you're kind of talking to yourself about architecture for the workflow stuff and Chronic, I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Don't touch the timer.
I know. You're in the chat and I'm like, Jamie's going to hate this. But like that came up multiple times where I'm like, we're going to call it this. And like, that's not going to come up.
Don't go down that trip. Don't go down that path. Don't go. Well, that's why I think like pair programming would be pretty
cool. Yeah, I think so.
To do. Like, I don't know of any, I don't go and seek these out, but I don't know of any channel that does that, you know, like live work through a problem pair programming, you know what I mean?
Yeah, me either. As far as I don't really go out of my way to follow a lot of live coding sort of things. This is really just a means to hold myself accountable and to be able to engage with people in the kind of community, if you will. I'd like to build a community of people. Like, I have a certain amount of followers on YouTube and stuff. And unfortunately, YouTube comments aren't like the best for interacting with people. I'm pretty fast about responding to things, but it'd be really cool to just get people in the chat and talk to them that way. Even though, does that make it slower to work through things? Yes. But was I working through things before? No, because I've got a job, and you know, at a certain point, like, side work gets you know, kind of benched.
Exactly.
Exhausted.
Exactly. Yeah. That's working, like, writing two lines of code a day is better than writing zero lines of code for 3 months.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So yeah, I've been enjoying it, but so going into the next 2 weeks, I'm going to continue doing my daily streams and just kind of getting stuff going there. And I would ideally like to grow the Twitch channel as a thing, and then kind of be better about, I need to actually sort of almost automate the export of my Twitch videos into, like, the final product I would like to release as, like, a just a video on demand kind of thing for YouTube. So I want to work on that too. And I've got it mostly done. Like, I've got some, like, a sketch thing that can kind of template out a thumbnail for me, and the descriptions and tags and all that stuff. I have a lot of those things that I can kind of automate it away, so it won't take me forever to get it from point A to point B. But I want to do that.
That's awesome. You should stream that. You should stream how you're going to do that.
Oh yeah. That is an idea.
Also, you didn't mention your Twitch channel. So you didn't even mention that you were on Twitch.
So yeah, well, I previously had streamed on Twitch and got, like, there was, like, nobody there. And I was like, why am I doing this? I can just stream on YouTube. But honestly, YouTube live streaming is not where people go. Even if I have a following on YouTube, Twitch is where it's at. So I'm at twitch.tv/CoderJourney. It's one of the beauties of having a compound name that nobody competes for. Except for there's this one other blog that's like Coders,
like Brilliant
CodersJourney.com or something like that. And I'm like, that's not me. That's not me, guys. Sorry about that. So that's kind of a funny one. But yeah, so I'm going to continue doing the Twitch stuff this weekend. I'm probably not going to work on Chronic. I did get myself in this weird, like, almost catch 22 of, like, what do I work on? Because I'm following this process of, like, going through problems with Chronic. And so if I, like, work a bunch on it on the weekend, I'm going to come back, and if somebody was like, oh, I can't wait to see what was going on with this thing, I'm going to be at a totally different part of the process. And I'm like, oh, that'll be kind of a bummer, but that's something I'm just going to have to do. Like, I can't commit to, like, tomorrow we're going to tackle such and such. Like, it's not an episodic sort of thing. It's really just like whatever we happen to be working on today. But this weekend, I want to really dig in and build some stuff with Elixir and get my hands and mind thinking in Elixir so that some of the things I won't struggle with. Like, I couldn't remember for the life of me how to map through something. And I was like, what is that? I know the function is map. I have no idea what module it's on. And then, you know, it's on enum, if anybody's, or enumerable. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I've got to get just like the core of Elixir kind of in my head, because it's been so long that I'm struggling in, like, an annoying way for myself. That's kind of my goal for right now, is I want to get back on the horse with Elixir and then continue working through workflows and get something into peer review through a pull request or whatever before we talk next time, which I should be able to get a decent ways through that. And I would like to ideally talk to you a couple times in between now and then so that I don't build something that we both hate at the end. Like, you know, we should probably talk about it, and hopefully we can get the pair programming thing set up sooner rather than later, because I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, we could talk through, like, the UI elements. I know you were talking about that a bit, about how workflows fit into the UI. Yeah. So that'd be cool.
All right. Yeah. That's where I'm going for the next 2 weeks. And I don't really have anything else to talk about. So
cool, man. Well, it was great chatting with you after 16 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. First chat of 2018 right here. Not really. All right. Well, I will talk to you in 2 weeks, and thank you for getting your good mic back.
Everybody is welcome.
All right. Later, man.
See you, man.